All right, we are set for second half play at Panther Field. Can Ohio Dominican pull off the upset against Division II powerhouse Grand Valley State? They came very close last season. Let's see if the Panthers can seal the deal. Back out to Panther Field. We rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale, who have been calling the action this afternoon.
And it'll be Grand Valley State to come out onto the field with the football first in our second half. They won the toss. They deferred to the second half. So they are going to get it to start half number two, trailing 33-14. In a half that seemed like it may never end, the way the scoring was going. This becomes a pretty important possession right here. And it seems odd in a 19-point game to say next score is important, but the next score could go a long way in this game for Grand Valley to come back or for Ohio Dominican to try and start to kind of try and put them away a little bit. I say that very cautiously.
Right. Grand Valley feels like they have new life coming out here to start the second half with the ball, and it's going to be a huge test for the defense here to see what they can do.
And Wally, again, with the wind behind him, able to bang a line drive over the kick returner's head, and it'll go into the end zone for a touchback and come out to the 25-yard line. So Grand Valley on offense with the football. You hate it when you can't find your sunglasses and they're right on top of the nugget. All right.
That first half was pretty exhausting, Todd. I needed a nap at halftime.
No kidding, huh? All right. First down for Grand Valley. Black pants, white tops. A black headgear with the GV logo on the side. And they will open up with Michael Rattay in the backfield. They will rotate three in there at that running back position. From the 25, Grimes on first down, gives to Rattay, tripped up, gain of only one, and that was Cody Culbertson sneaking around the end. Cody getting a lot of playing time today in that star linebacker spot, and boy, he's made a couple of good plays today.
It's the old adage, Todd, big-time players make big-time plays, and he's really stepped up in a big-time situation here today against Grand Valley.
In three games, two interceptions for Culbertson, one he took back to the house at Georgetown. Second down and nine. After a gain of a yard for Rattay, Chris Robinson will replace him in the backfield. Two receivers left for Grimes on play-action pass. He'll roll to the near side, dumps it off. It's caught by Worth and tackled immediately by Billy Aiken at the 28-yard line. That is a backup tight end Joe Worth, who had a catch down to the one early in the game. Now it'll be third down and about seven coming up. Good pursuit that time by Billy Aiken.
Yeah, the defense really sniffed it out. Aikens was right there. Johnny on the spot for the tackle. Got there's that pressure again on the quarterback, Todd, that the Panthers started to get at the end of the second half, kind of throwing Grimes a little bit out of his rhythm, and they're not letting up now.
Need the 35 for a first down. Culbertson showing like he's going to blitz from the right side. Now will retreat. The Lakers are going to change things up a little bit, and now Grimes out of the shotgun takes the snap, drops back. Panthers are coming. He throws over the middle, incomplete as that one hops into the receiver, Darryl Pitt. It was Wessel Hoff and Culbertson getting to Grimes just as he let it go, and a three and out to start the third quarter.
That's exactly what they needed. It's exactly what we talked about coming into the half that, Grand Valley could feel like that they have some new life, and, you know, this could be a 14-point swing here if the Panthers can put something together on offense.
Panthers have 249 yards in the return game today, and Justin Bell, back at his own 33, will await the punt by Picano. He gets it away, and a high wobbler will come towards the Panthers sideline, check up and take a backwards bounce to midfield. The Lakers just let it go, and it comes back into their own territory, and Charles Hill's like, hey guys, that was going the wrong way, and that turns into just a 20-yard punt, and the Panthers will have it at the Grand Valley 49.
Great field position. I think some of the Grand Valley fans are looking for a little bit of roughing the kicker, but our special teams player was kind of pushed into the kicker. It was clean, and I think it was a good no call, and couldn't have worked out better with that ball bouncing back across the 50-yard line.
So ODU going right to left in the all-black pants and tops, yellow numerals trimmed in white. And Miller on first down will give to Mark Nichols. Ahead, across the 50 to the 45, but this is coming back. Penalty marker thrown by the umpire will have holding against ODU. They went to the two-back formation that time, Matt, and I wondered in this second half, after throwing on almost every first down in the first half, how would the play calling of offensive coordinator Todd Goble go here in half number two?
And we kind of saw this two-back set early in the season in the first three games with Nichols and Schoen back there, and you know, they were successful in the first quarter and mostly for the second quarter on those throwing on first down on those little out passes, and maybe the coaches saw something at halftime that wasn't necessarily working, so they're getting back to that two-back set there on first down.
So the ball will come back to the 36. They actually called, I believe, a chop block, so that's a big old penalty against the Panthers.
Yeah.
Back to the 36-yard line now. So first and forever, and on a delay it's shown. Cut back to 35. He will be bounced to the ground at the 39. Only a gain of 3 for Brandon Schoen on first down. So it's out to the 39-yard line, bringing up second down and 22 now. Brody Hughes. So unfortunately, after having wonderful field position, now they're backed up and have a long third down or second down situation here. Johnson and McLeod right. And Des Stewart over here to the near side. Single back will be Nichols. And out of the pistol formation, the Panthers have moved. So false start against the offense, and they're going backwards here.
Well, bad penalties after having great field position. Your defense gets a nice stop and puts the offense in good position to make some plays here. And it's second down in about a mile.
From the 34 now. Same formation, two right, one left here. And Nichols will get or take the handoff from Miller, and there's nowhere to go. He is just swarmed under at the 33-yard line. Again, Matt Mosley, defensive lineman, in there on the tackle. And it'll be third down and long now for ODU. So a promising start to the second half after the three and out in great field position. Now the Panthers staring at third down and 27 back at the 33-yard line. Johnson and McLeod right. Stewart left, ball near hash mark here as Miller out of the pistol formation with Nichols behind him. Mark will take it and look to swing it out. Bacon comes over here to Stewart, breaks one tackle, ahead to the 40, cuts back, and will get his way out to the 45-yard line. That'll be a gain of 12 for Des Stewart. Well shy of the first down. And they get a little bit back, and now we'll punt the football away.
I'd still say it's a positive play. We saw it at the end of the second quarter. Get some yards, give Schneider a little bit of extra room to punt and try to pin Grand Valley State a little bit back there, deep in their own territory.
In the second quarter, a little bit of breeze behind him. Snyder booted a 53-yarder, his longest of the season, that was down at the one and turned into a safety. Now there's two men back to receive this time for Grand Valley, and Snyder will let go of it from the 33, and he spins it high into the air, and it is bobbled, and it's on the carpet, and the Panthers have fallen on it. Staring right up into the sun was Reggie Williams. I can't see how they ever got this ball. Let them unpile.
It's got to be the Panthers.
Grand Valley's the only one pointing that they have it.
I didn't see any white jerseys around there, Todd.
Oh, my.
Oh,
Grand Valley
on.
Got the ball. Wow. Not sure how.
I think it would have had to trade hands in that pile.
I would think so. But either way, Grand Valley dodges a huge bullet with a little breeze and the sunshine bothering Williams. They will have the ball at the 20-yard line, first down and 10, going left to right here in this third quarter that has 11:05 to play.
You kind of feel it there, Todd, as everybody was unpiling. I think the entire stadium was holding their breath.
Yeah. Well, and when you never see, when you don't see any players indicating,
yeah.
I mean, nobody knew who had the football there. All right, here comes Grand Valley with, in the backfield, Kirk Spencer. And he'll get the carry on first down, shifts his direction. Now runs to Culbertson, who knocks him down at the 24-yard line. Boy, Spencer, he is shifty. A couple times though today, it's like he's been on skates where he kind of slides and tries to regain his footing. That slowed him down a bit, and the Panthers stop him after a gain of 3. Grand Valley State coming in ranked 9th in the country, beat the Panthers 46-41 a year ago. Playing their first road game, playing their first day game of the season. Second down and 7 now. Robinson in the backfield to the left of Grimes. They put Spencer in motion, give it to him on a jet sweep, and he's tackled by Cody Culbertson behind the line of scrimmage back at the 19-yard line. 5-yard tackle for loss for the junior out of Bishop Reedy High School in Columbus.
Culbertson sniffed that one right out. Nice little shoestring tackle. We saw it on the previous play, too. He got back there and I'll tell you, if I had to pick a defensive player of the game so far, I'd go with Cody Culbertson.
Now third and long. Third and 12 now for the offense of Grand Valley. Grimes with two receivers right, one left. And the big Grand Valley signal caller takes it out of the gun. Steps back over the middle, throws, it's caught, and immediately tackled by Warren Shields as Michael Rattay for a 5-yard gain. It'll be fourth down and 8. And our second half taking on a little different look than half number one.
I'll tell you, Todd, two great defensive series right out of the gate, out of the locker room at the break. The offense is going to have to take advantage of this and really put something together to try to extend this lead, because the last thing you want to do is kind of put it on cruise control against Grand Valley State.
Akana, who averaged 49 yards a punt in the first half, only a 20-yarder his last time, and he will get this one away. A better kick into the wind. Justin Bell signaling fair catch, makes it at the 37. Change of possession. 9:07 to play, third quarter. Ohio Dominican 33, Grand Valley 14, and ODU again with good field position will come out at their own 38. Went backwards on their last possession. Let's see if they can get the motor going forward this time.
See if they switch it up, too, because they came out running the ball. And in the first half, they were throwing the ball on the first down. See if they go back to that.
You know, last year, the Panthers had the most yards rushing in a game ever against Grand Valley. Like something like 400-some-odd yards rushing. Today, nada. First down and 10.
All.
Here is Schoen straight through the middle. Got a burst, though. Midfield to the 40. One man to beat to the 20. And it'll be tapped out of bounds at the 12-yard line. That's a little more than nada right there. Big run, Brandon Schoen, as they were able to. Safety had the angle, was able to run him out of bounds. That was Brandon Delk on the tackle.
About tripled our rushing yards production on one play for the day there.
And a big play for the Panthers, right back to the line. Throw it out to the right side. It'll be caught by McLeod, who is tapped out of bounds for a loss. I don't think Mark caught it cleanly.
No.
And just kind of floated a wobbler out there. And we'll end up losing yardage on the play. It'll be second and about 11 now.
Pass looked like it was about 3 or 4 yards behind
yeah.
the line of scrimmage, yeah.
Everything that McLeod could do to get back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 11. Stewart over here to the near side. McLeod right. Butler in there is another tight end. Nichols behind Miller out of the pistol formation. And they'll hand it to Nichols on a counter. Up forward, breaks the tackle. 10. Cuts back to the 5. Untouched into the end zone. Touchdown. Mark Nichols, 12 yards. Brad Hornling, the safety man, had him in his sight. And once Nichols got rid of him, he was gone.
I'll tell you, we talk about how good Mark Nichols is, especially when he gets in a little bit of trouble in the line, about keep moving those legs, because he's such a good power back, and that's exactly what happened there. He shed a little bit of a tackle, and after that, he just had nothing but real estate to get into the end zone.
And Brent Wally out to try the point after, and Matt, there's that next score that we
exactly.
were talking about at the start of this third quarter. Hayes with a good snap. Snyder puts it down, and Wally bangs it through. Timeout on the field. 8:38 to play here in quarter number 3. New score, Ohio Dominican 40. Grand Valley State 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. 11:25 to go in the third quarter. Right now, Northwood leading Tippin by a score of 16-6. They have scored a touchdown in the third quarter of play in that one. And it is still Malone who leads Wayne State. They have just gotten underway in the third quarter. Malone leading Wayne State 20-17. Let's now go back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Conference. Malone leading Wayne State. Lake Erie just putting it to Wayne State a week ago. And here the Panthers lead 40-14 over ninth-ranked Grand Valley. And looking right up into the sun, Eric Thompson from the goal line will bring it out. Going left, 10. Panthers in pursuit. Uh-oh, broke a tackle. Cuts back, 20. Out to the 25 and to the 29. We got a penalty marker down. Is that a Grand Valley or a Panther helmet?
That looks like there's some gold on that helmet, Todd.
And this penalty is going to go against the Panthers, Matt. That's going to be the participating in a play without your helmet penalty. They're going to tack on 15 more to the end of this play, which you're going to hear a lot of boos here in a minute. But that's the right call if that is what they call.
And we've got an injury.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we've got, looks like cramping issue here for one of the Panthers on the far sidelines before the official gives us the indication of what the penalty is. Fans, coaches around the country today joining forces by supporting Coach DeCure MD program. Coaching staffs from Omaha, Dominican, and Grand Valley today wearing patches on their sleeves to raise awareness for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. If you'd like to donate $5 to Coach DeCure MD, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 90999. And you can also visit CoachToCureMD.org to make a donation. Again, you can text the word CURE to 90999, and you can make your $5 donation to Coach to Cure MD, raising awareness for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And that is going to be the participation without a helmet penalty against Omaha Dominican. So that's going to be 15 yards added to a really nice return by Thompson, who came out of the goal line and didn't look like he was going to get much on the play.
Yeah, I was kind of worried he was going to get some more. He was changing direction on field and shedding some tackles with a little bit of confusion on the Ohio Dominican special teams. And starting out here on their own 44-yard line, excuse me, they got pretty good field position. We've seen two really good defensive stops here by the Panther defense to start the second half. See if we can get another one.
All right, first down and 10, Grand Valley. Going left to right with 8:28 to play in the third quarter, trailing 40-14. Grimes in under center now will shift to the shotgun, and Rete will move to his left. And Grimes will take it. They set up a screen to the left. It is going to be caught off the carpet, 45-50, and the Panthers will drive the receiver out of bounds. And when they let go of him, I'll try and tell you who it was. That is Brendan Green on the catch that time. What a great catch as he took it right off a tall blade of fake grass out there.
You know, I hate to sort of try to jinx it, Todd, but they
well,
really...
Well, then don't.
Really
shush.
Taking Green out of the game today.
Yeah.
He's sort of their go-to guy we were talking about.
Yeah, he only had one catch in the first half for 20-some-odd yards. Second down and 8 now. Or second down and 2. Grimes with all day will sling it over the middle, and it's caught at the 25 and down at the 20. And you heard the oohs after that punishing hit on the receiver, Contre Miskell, making only his second catch. And just like that, to the Panthers' 19-yard line. That's the most time Grimes has had to throw in a long time. So it'll be first down and 10 from the 19-yard line. They just have so many weapons. And we certainly saw that a year ago. Charles Johnson, their stud receiver, had about a billion yards last year against the Panthers. And then the Packers liked him so much they drafted him last year. From the 19, first and 10, Grand Valley. They'll swing it over here to the near side. Potts is wide open and tackled now at the 5 by Bell. Miscommunication by the Panthers secondary. And it'll be first and goal as Jamie Potts takes it down to the 3-yard line.
Panther defense a little bit on their heels here after that big play.
So it'll be first and goal for Grand Valley. In the first half, they were 1-for-2 in the red zone with an interception. Now Charles Robinson will be in the backfield here on first down. Grimes under center. And Grimes will throw to the near side pylon up in the air for Potts. He's out of bounds. He made the catch, but he was out of bounds when he did. Billy Akins and Justin Bell were draped all over Jamie Potts. And it'll bring up second down. Potts is 6'2". Akins is 6 foot. So he's not small on that corner position, but they were just really throwing up a jump ball right there for Potts.
And had two defenders on him. He's still able to pull it down. Just that little fade route faded a little too far out of bounds.
Second and goal from the 3. 6:54 to play in the third. Grimes again to throw. Back corner left pylon for Pitts. It's up for grabs, and Daquan Harris on it. Stayed in bounds. Now he's coming up the field to the 20 with blockers in front. 30. And he's out to the 38-yard line. Daquan Harris with his third career interception. Houston. It is the second pick of the day by the Panthers. Both of them in the end zone, and they get a stop.
Unbelievable, Todd. Not only the catch, the Grand Valley receiver kind of was playing defense on that one on Daquan Harris. Daquan was able to pull it down. Not only pull it down, stay in bounds, which I was surprised about. Nice return out to the Panthers 39, and those are the big defensive plays that we were talking about. The few plays that kind of characterize games like this, the special teams and the defensive plays, and there's another one.
First down and 10 at the 39-yard line, their own 39, and Miller gives to Mark Nichols. He spins, tried to spin out of a tackle, but Kaufman made it for Grand Valley State, and it's a short gain of anything for Mark Nichols. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Panther Football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 20 WVSG in Columbus. Todd Bell, Matt Natale, Charlie Danis back at the studios on what could be a historic day in Panther football, leading 40-14 with 6:18 to play in the third. Miller rolls out, sets, throws deep downfield for Dez Stewart, and it's going to be intercepted. What a great catch by Devontae Jones. His second interception of the year on a ball that Stewart got spun around on, and the Panthers will give it right back now to Grand Valley State.
Unfortunately, Todd, you don't ever like to see turnovers. That's the first time that we've seen Mark Miller air it out today, but when you shake that out, they're out to their, Grand Valley's out to their 25-yard line. It was basically just like a punt.
So it's all the way back, as you said, to the 25 with 6:10 to play in a first half that had 47 points put on the board. We've only had 7 here in this third quarter as we have 6:10 left. And here comes Grand Valley. Give them a chance to hang around in this game. First down and 10 for Grand Valley with a single back, Kirk Spencer behind Grimes, who will work it under center Matt Armstrong. They will send a man in motion, hand it on an end around to the left side, 25, 30, out to the 40. Bell makes a tackle, late flyer McCurdy makes a tackle, and a late flag thrown by the line judge nowhere near the play, or line judge, the back judge, and that's going to be a huge penalty here against Grand Valley on an end around carry that time. I have, 11. I got 15 skilled players on my chart. The guy that carried it isn't on it. How is that possible?
First time we've seen him. He was quick, though.
They don't have a 25 on their travel roster, so they're cheating. Maybe a number change or maybe a late addition. One or the other. It was a good run, but now it turns into first and 15 after the penalty downfield. Here is Grimes to throw over the middle, and it's caught at the 30-yard line. Martavius Lewis will make the tackle. That'll be a gain of about 8 on the play, and it was Jimmy Potts on the catch. They'll have a second down and 5 coming up.
Big play for Grand Valley State on first down. I mean, after that huge penalty, they're second and 5. Good position.
Luke Carruthers coming into the Panthers' defense now will replace Anthony Smith. Had a big game last week against Northern Michigan. Has been playing a lot here today. Second down and 5 from the 30 for Grand Valley. Grimes, fake right. Now comes back with a little screen to Rete, and that had no chance. And Rete's lucky he didn't catch it because Cody Culbertson had him in his sights. It'll be third down and 5.
Sorry, Todd. Yeah, DeAndre Harrison was right in Grimes' face. Getting that pressure on him. Had some hands up. Third down and 5. Big down for the Panthers defense. Try to get the ball back for the offense here. After that hiccup on the last series, the Mark Miller interception.
From the 30, Grand Valley will have it third down and 5. Rete remains in the backfield to the right of Grimes. Takes the shotgun snap. There it is. Looking to his left. Now surveys back to the right. He is going to roll this way. He's going to throw it downfield, and nobody's home. He threw it away. DeAndre Harrison should call his lawyer and file a suit. He was he nearly had his jersey ripped off of him, and you heard the fans below wanting a hold. And it ends up not costing them anything as the ball was thrown away, and it'll be punted away now by Grand Valley.
I think we're to the point where Coach Conley is giving up on trying to get in the ref's ears, trying to get those calls. He was pretty heated in the first half there.
Cano takes the snap and booms it high into the air. And Justin Bell, again, backpedaling to his own 15-yard line, spins and down. Nope, I guess he is down at the 16-yard line. Boy, that was how Bell returned the 91-yarder in the first half. Was Picano boomed it so far that Bell was able to return it. But that time, good coverage downfield by Grand Valley, who gave up a punt and kick return in the first half. And so ODU's offense will come onto the field, and they'll have it first down from the 17. So, Matt, they have expired 8 minutes of this third quarter clock, and have won the quarter thus far 7-0. Hasn't been as flashy as the first half, but it's still... is a 7-0 quarter for ODU.
How come we're up 40-14 and I still don't feel comfortable?
Well, here's Miller on first down, gives to Schoen, tries to get to the corner. They got him hot tied. He got out of it. 25-30. What a hard run by Brandon Schoen to the 39-yard line. That'll be 23 yards. They had a hold of shoulder pads, and he is just so strong. And the sophomore from Olentangy was able to get out of it and a big first down run with an injured Laker on the field.
Yeah, I think the biggest part of that run, Todd, was an extra defender came in, was trying to strip the ball from Brandon, and he had it nice and tight up against his body, and, you know, what incredible strength to be able to shed a tackle like that and hold on to the ball.
Yeah, just to build on your comment as they come and check on the Laker who is down on the near sideline here. If you were sitting at home on your couch and you had a remote in your hand, you'd have turned this game a long time ago. But somehow up here... and maybe in the stands, it's not as comfortable a 26-point lead.
Well, and we saw it last year going into the fourth quarter. We were down 20 points, 40-20.
We know how it can turn around.
Yep, we were able to bring it back, and, you know, it took a little fade pattern out into the left end of the end zone for Grand Valley State to kind of ice it with a little bit more than a minute left. So maybe that's why I don't feel... feel very comfortable right now, but
just to show you the sportsmanship, Brandon Schoen, who had a bottle of water, went over and gave it to the Grand Valley injured player.
Here,
you must be thirsty. Looks like they're working out a cramp or something. Here, have a drink of water. So, and Brandon went back to his own huddle.
Well, and we talked about that before the game started, Todd. This is the first day game for Grand Valley, and this is the first time that they've had to play in the heat and the sun. And so we kind of thought that we might see some of these types of cramping issues going on with them, and we've certainly seen some issues on special teams with the Grand Valley players trying to get the ball on punts and kickoffs with the sun in their eyes. They haven't been exposed to that yet so far this season.
Yeah, they're so used to playing those night games at home and even sometimes on the road at rivals Ferris State. Brad Horling ended up being the injured Laker. Their star safety, he's just a sophomore and so talented. Missed last week's game, was a little dinged up. They had a couple of their defenders that did not play in last week's game and are now healthy coming into this week. Had a very nice visit with head coach Matt Mitchell of Grand Valley before the game. I was lucky enough to meet Coach Mitchell for the first time when he coached Michigan in the OhioCollegeFootball.com All-Star Game, Ohio versus Michigan, that was up at Fawcett Stadium. Had the opportunity to do the game on television and had a long conversation with him before the game. Couldn't be nicer. Has a ton of respect for the program here at Ohio Dominican, led by Coach Bill Conley. Made sure he told us that before the ball game, and he was very pleasant to talk to. Horling walks off under his own power. Back to action. Nichols on first down from the 39. Well, he has stood up at the line of scrimmage and takes a couple of Lakers to bring him down. And it'll be second down and 9. You've talked about keeping your foot on the gas pedal, but you also have to play smart football and try and run that clock a little bit. Remember, this possession began with about 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. So trying to run some time off the clock here in the period as well. Second down and 9 from the 40. Nichols stays in there and will get the carry. He'll sweep to his right. Turns on the jets to the 45. They drag him down from behind, and another penalty marker comes in. And again, likely to be against Ohio Dominican as the offensive lineman standing with the arms stretched out.
Fans giving their input.
Yeah. Coaches in the stands always have their opinions. So the penalty, and this will be a big one because it happened at the line of scrimmage.
Right.
So it'll be a 10-yarder back inside the 30. Just inside the 30. So the Panthers hurt themselves again with another penalty. Saw this a little bit against Hillsdale 2 games ago here at home, but it didn't cost them anything. They ended up winning at 37-20. And a couple of penalties today that have hurt them here in the second half and still lead 40-14. 3:45 to play here in the third. And Miller will turn and give to Nichols. Big hole, 30, 35, broke a tackle, 40 to the 45. He's got a first down to the Grand Valley 43-yard line. That'll be 27 for Mark Nichols. And a huge hole opened up on the left side of that Panther line that time.
Yeah, I credit the offensive line for opening up the hole, but also credit Des Stewart for getting that block downfield. It was right about where the first down yard marker was, and I think that that was the difference.
Schoen relieves Nichols, gets the carry through the middle and to the 37. And boy, do you like to see 4 or 5 yards a chunk. Schoen with a 50-yard run in this quarter. Nichols with that 27-yard run in this quarter. Now they've shifted gears a little bit, starting to get that running game going here in this third quarter.
And when you're running the ball, as you mentioned, it runs the time off the clock.
First or second down and 5. Schoen again, little stutter step, hits the hole across the 35 near the 34. 4 more for Brandon Schoen at about a yard and a half short of the first down marker. As Stewart will check out, Casey Williams will replace him on offense. The Panthers keeping the tempo going here. Johnson and McLeod are right. Miller to the line of scrimmage. Third down and short. Schoen gets the carry straight through the middle. Spins his way to a first down to the 31-yard line. Didn't look like at first that there was going to be enough room, but he found a seam, fell down at the 31 for a first down.
Such a strong runner. Such a strong runner, and he's such a strong kid holding the ball.
Fourth on the Panthers' all-time rushing list. He has 7 career 100-yard games. He's only played 11. And he averages 121 yards per game for the Panthers. Just a sophomore from Olentangy Orange High School. First and 10, delay again to Schoen. This time he's shut down. Lakers had that one read from the word go. And it'll bring up second down. I think it's Isaiah Dunning on the tackle that time for the Lakers. Second down and 11 now coming up. What a unbelievable night for Brandon Schoen a year ago at Grand Valley, rushing for a school record 298 yards in his first collegiate game. Nichols on a delay this time. He's surveying for some room. He's over the 30 to the Grand Valley 29, and it'll be third down at about 8 coming up, and really obviously the coming out party for Brandon Schoen, but with Nichols healthy, this running attack, one of the best in the conference.
Gives them a couple options, and I remember that very clearly last year, Todd. You and I were grabbing our programs trying to figure out who number 21 was.
We weren't the only ones. They were scrambling in the press box. The Grand Valley coaches were furious. Who is this guy? We don't know. Third down and a long 8 now for ODU. They need the 21-yard line for a first. Mark Miller out of the pistol formation. Play action pass. They set up screen. Mark has to get rid of it as Mark Nichols was held up in the melee at the line of scrimmage. And is it going to be a long field goal try here? I think it is.
Looks like it.
Again, the wind behind Brent Wally here. So from the 29-yard line, it'll be fourth down and about 8. Clock stopped with 1:07 to play in the third. Ball is going to be right in the middle of the field. They are going to put the ball down. I'm going to call it the 38. So this is a 48-yard attempt. Wally has a 47-yarder on the year. They snap it back, the hold. Wally's kick will have the leg, and it is good. If it is 48, it's a new school record for Brent Wally. We'll wait for the official call. 1:02 to play now in the third quarter. Panthers add to their lead. It's Ohio Dominican 43, Grand Valley State 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios. A back-and-forth affair between Malone and Wayne State. The Warriors now have a 31-20 lead over Malone with 8:25 to go in the third quarter. Desmond Martin and Sean Guinane with touchdown runs. That allows the Warriors to get that lead back against Malone. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
And officially it has been a 47-yard field goal, second time this year for Wally, as the kickoff is away. Again, bounces into the sun. Ball is still loose on the carpet, and Ohio Dominican has it. Another special teams miscue, and the Panthers are going to have the ball at the 25-yard line. Another pooch kick by Wally. I'm still going to say the sun played a role in that play as well, and Ohio Dominican will have it.
Well, and it looked like the special teams player there for Grand Valley State was calling for a fair catch, tried to let it go. It took a funky bounce, and that's exactly why the special teams coaches for the Panthers draw that play up. It caused a little bit of confusion and pooched that ball, and it couldn't have turned out better. They got the ball on their own 25-yard line with about a minute left here in the third quarter.
First down from the 25, right to left, ODU with three wide receivers, two to the left for Miller, who on first down gives to Mark Nichols. Tries to cut back and buried at the 26-yard line by Charles Hill. Boy, he's had a good game at linebacker. That scoring drive for ODU, 10 plays, 54 yards, 3 minutes and 46 seconds. Now lead 43-14 with the clock winding down here in the third quarter and have the ball back. Second down and 11 now for the Panthers. Miller with Nichols behind him out of the pistol will roll to the near side, looking downfield. He's going to run. He's got a Lakers chasing him, and Mark gets to the sideline. He got tapped, but they're not going to call that, as Mark went tumbling out of bounds, and it'll be to the 22. So he'll pick up four, stop the clock, and it'll be third and 7 coming up. So kind of a big third down play here for ODU. You don't want to keep settling for three. As they all look to the sidelines here, again, the clock is, I take that back. Clock is rolling, and they're going to let it expire, and that's going to end the third quarter of play. The Ohio Dominican Panthers trying to make a name for themselves in the GLIAC in year number 4. They lead the ninth-ranked team in the country in unbeaten Grand Valley State after three quarters by the score of 43-14. Back to Panther Field after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Could this be the start of an upset Saturday? West Virginia leading 11th-ranked Oklahoma State 24-14 with 12 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Central Florida still leads 12th-ranked South Carolina 10-7, 10:23 to go in the third quarter. Speaking of potential upsets, could we see one at Panther Field today? Let's see. Let's head back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
A great scene of sea of black and gold here today at Panther Field. And right now they are witnessing potential history for this ODU program, leading 43-14 after three quarters. Panthers have the football, third and 9 at the Grand Valley 22-yard line, going left to right. Mark Miller to pass, dumps it off to Nate Weeks. He catches the floater and ridden out of bounds at the 15-yard line. That is going to be a first down for Ohio Dominican. No. Far side official had a much better spot, even though he was 53 yards away. It's short by a yard, and I think you got to go for it here, partner.
I think you got to go for it. You got to set the tone here in the fourth quarter. Up 43-14, try to get another touchdown on the board, hit that 50 mark.
Fourth down and a yard here for ODU. First fourth down try of the day. Nichols behind Miller, gets the carry, first through, first down to the 11-yard line. So say it's the 12, it's 5 yards for Mark Nichols. All right, through three quarters total offense, 359 for ODU, 279 for Grand Valley. And Brandon Schoen after that 51-yard run, now 5 yards shy of 100 again. Mark Nichols now with 61 yards on the day, gets another carry, runs right into Kaufman, runs into Horling, who finally was able to bring him down after Mark Nichols punished his way for 8 more yards.
Kind of running like a man possessed right now. Just keeps those legs moving and he could sniff the end zone. Be nice to see him get in there.
Second down and a little more than two from the five-yard line. Minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Miller out of the pistol formation, takes a low snap, puts it in the basket of Nichols, who fumbled it, and it bounced right to him. They'll lose a yard. It'll be third down and three from the six. Two turnovers for Grand Valley today, one for Ohio Dominican. They have all been interceptions, but you want to count the special teams fumble miscue there by Grand Valley as another turnover, I guess. Giving the ball back to Ohio Dominican on this possession. Third down and three from the six-yard line. Three receivers right. That includes running back Brandon Schoen. Miller single wing back in the backfield here. He'll take it, looking left. Throws it to the back corner of the end zone. Dez Stewart got it. Touchdown, Ohio Dominican. The play that Grand Valley hasn't been able to execute today, Dez Stewart, a six-yard touchdown reception, and the Panthers back into the end zone.
Boy, Todd, how appropriate is that, that we get against 49 on the board on that little fade to the corner? That's the exact same play that Grand Valley State ran last year to go up and bury us in the last minute of the game.
Brett Wally out for the extra point. Hayes will snap it. Mikey Snyder's got it. And Wally boots it into the parking lot. Timeout on the field, 13-10 to go in the game. It's Ohio Dominican 50, Grand Valley State 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios, Malone is not going away, apparently. They have just scored a touchdown on a five-yard pass into the end zone. They now trail Wayne State 31-27, 103 to go left in the third quarter. Back out to Panther Field. Back to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Panthers will be kicking it away. Is this the right one? Yeah, Stewart, 8-yard touchdown pass for Mark Miller. Wally's extra point good. Seven plays, just 25 yards, and they have taken advantage of every Grand Valley miscue today. That one was after they could not catch the kickoff.
You know, Todd, we talked about it after the Hillsdale game. Some folks around the league are going to take a look at this score, and they're going to raise some eyebrows, and it's all credit to ODU. It's not because Grand Valley is losing this game. It's because Ohio Dominican's really flexing their muscles.
And the kickoff is away, and it is going to be fielded this time by Luther Ware, and he is down at the 32-yard line. Well, last year, Ohio Dominican had the biggest rushing day ever against Grand Valley. That, like, 2 weeks later, or maybe even the week later, Ferris State ran for more. And that was at that point we realized that the defense of Grand Valley was Swiss cheese-like. They had drastically improved that this year. I mean, this was a defense that a year ago was giving up 31 points a game. Is that what I got here? 32 points a game. And they were only giving up 16 this year. And today, they've given up 50. They gave up 55 last year at Saginaw Valley on the last game of the year. But I'm looking through their annals here, and there's not many of those 50s up on the board. Here's Michael Rattay, spun out of one tackle and rumbles his way over the 35 out near the 37-yard line.
I think you and I were just hoping to get a win today. I don't think we were really expecting. I mean, we'll put up a 50 spot. I'll take it any day of the week, but I think we were just hoping to get the win. This is really a statement game, Todd. It says a lot about what's going on with this program right now, that there could be something special happening.
Second down and four. There are two receivers to the right here for Isaiah Grimes. Rattay in the backfield. He takes the snap and looks and throws to Rattay. It's deflected into the air and incomplete. Rattay bounced it straight up into the air, and Nico Tanksley's eyes got saucer-like. And it'll be third down coming up now for Grand Valley. So third down. See if the Panthers can get a stop here. From the 37-yard line, Panther fans come to their feet below. Prime, Rattay to his left. Takes the snap, stands still. Now backpedals being pressured, spun around, goes down. Back to 27. Anthony Smith, Sidney Omame, DeAndre Harrison. A trio in on the sack, back to the 30-yard line, loss of 10.
Grimes had no chance on that.
Nope.
Brought the house, and the entire defensive line was right in his front pocket.
That's a great job by the linebackers in the secondary. Coverage not allowing Grimes
exactly
to get rid of it quickly. And it'll be Picano to punt for the seventh time today. They had only punted 10 times in the first three games. And Picano gets away. Another spectacular kick that Bell will look up into the sun, make the fair catch at the 20-yard line. Change of possession, 11:37 to play in the game. Ohio Dominican 50 and Grand Valley State 14. Dominican playing this ranked team today. Grand Valley coming in ninth in the Coaches Association poll, seventh in D2Football.com's poll. In the last 11 games, the Panthers just 2-9 against ranked teams. One of those was the opening week win at Georgetown, who was preseason ranked number 6 at the NAIA level, and that Hillsdale win a couple of years back on October 8th in Hillsdale. Brandon Schoen on the carry on first down from the 20, stumbles his way out near the 23-24-yard line. But the Panthers struggling against nationally ranked teams and just 1-5 at the Division II level. Those games, a couple against Hillsdale, against Grand Valley State, and getting them here again today. So you start trying to put a win such as today into proportion a little bit.
Yep.
And a lot of this starts to go back to the NAIA days of 2007. And many folks saying this is the biggest game in Panther history here today in just year number 10. Second down and 7 now coming up for the Panthers, left to right from the 23. And it's Brandon Schoen again. Tries to find a hole, not much there, maybe out to the 24-yard line. Orling up there on the tackle. And you had asked me at halftime where I would place this. And I've been here since the 2007 magical season, undefeated regular season, and winning a playoff game at home before losing in the second round of the playoffs at home. And I think they become equal.
Yeah.
And because of where now this can send you, where this win can propel you. That was at the NAIA level. That was the biggest win for the program then. This, providing the Panthers hold on to this 36-point fourth quarter lead, would become the biggest win in their Division II play in the 4 years. And where it can take you from this point forward, Matt, as the Panthers let the play clock run down and we'll call a timeout with third and six coming up, now it's what do you do with it moving
right
forward.
You know, and believe it or not, coming into this game 3-0, undefeated, it was still a must win.
Yeah.
We've only got 10 games on the schedule this year. We've got a bye week. We're playing a ranked team, and
it'll be the only ranked team.
Exactly. And if we are able to continue this momentum and continue this winning, today was so important because with only 10 games and only playing one ranked team, I think it would have been really difficult to make the playoffs even being a 9-1 team.
Right, absolutely. And your only crack at a signature win on your schedule, you ended up losing.
Right.
And so it would have been virtually impossible and would have had a lot of people wondering about the playoff system and how do you get in? And now the Panthers today trying to leave any doubt in terms of where they are here in just year number 4, and this staff assembled by Coach Bill Connolly that is just tireless, working all hours, the players and the amount of hours that they have put in, and it's paying off here today. Third and 6, Miller to the air, wide open. Casey Williams has the catch and slips down at the 45-yard line. Third and 6, they throw a 20-yard pass to a virtually unguarded Casey Williams, and it'll be first down and 10 Panthers.
You know, Todd, the one thing that is going to be really important about this win is to make sure you take care of business the rest of the season, because this win will mean nothing if you go up to Walsh next week and lay an egg. So they proved themselves today. They just have to keep at it, and I like to think that Coach Conley will be able to do that for his squad.
First down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Schoen behind Miller out of the pistol. Will get the carry. He'll try and cut back left. 45, midfield to the Grand Valley 45. Down the left sideline, 30. He's to the 20. And finally, they will get him out of bounds near the 10-yard line. My, oh, my. Oh, there's a flag down all the way back at the 40-yard line. Another holding penalty is going to erase a long gain by Brandon Schoen that would have put him well over 100. 9:28 to play here in the fourth quarter, and another penalty against the Panthers.
Coach Conley letting the line judge know about it. I don't think he's going to be sending any of these referees any Christmas cards this year. He's been in their ear all day. Up 50-14 and still giving it to him. I like it.
So, the penalty was beyond the first down stick. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to have to reset the chains over on the far sideline. It'll be first down Ohio Dominican at the Grand Valley 49, but I believe it's going to be about first and four. Again, because the penalty occurred down near around the 36-yard line, or I'm sorry, the 39-yard line. Yeah, so it comes back to the 49. So it'll be first and four now for ODU, 9:20 and counting here in the fourth quarter, leading 50-14 in a game that really was never close. Miller will reset Aaron Stevens, who's in there, back up H-back on the right side of the line. And it's Mark Nichols now, and slips down at midfield. He'll lose a yard. Tried to cut back, lost his footing. And it'll bring up second down and about 5 yards to go now for the Panthers.
The all-important clock keeps running. Keep that ball on the ground.
Keep looking to my right. Not moving a lot, is it?
No. Not moving fast enough.
Oh, boy. Panthers now starting to utilize that play clock a little bit, taking some time. And sometimes this can work against you a little bit, get out of your rhythm. Mark Nichols remains in the backfield here on second down and five from midfield. Wide outs to either side. Mark now on a delay to Nichols. Hit and met at behind the line of scrimmage and will lose another yard or so. Well, Grand Valley knows the Panthers are going to keep it on the ground right now, and so they're selling out to try and stop the run. So third down and about six down coming up for ODU. Grand Valley State next week will be back at home. They'll take on Michigan Tech. And Michigan Tech's off to a very good start as well. Third down and six from their own 49-yard line. Play clock at three. Miller with Nichols to his left. Takes the shotgun. Play fake on the throw. He's going to run. He's going to get the first down. 40 of Grand Valley and slides down inbound at the 32-yard line. The last thing Grand Valley thought was quarterback draw. What a great play call by offensive coordinator Todd Goebel.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking to Coach Conley before the game. We thought we might see a couple wrinkles in the offense, and that certainly was one of them. I thought maybe they would do a little something with the receivers there. They were kind of a funky formation, but great play call. Got the first down and then some, and keeps the clock running.
So it'll be first down and 10 Panthers. 7-10 and rolling here in the fourth quarter. Miller with Nichols behind him gives, and Nichols lowers his head, and he's to the Grand Valley 28-yard line. Mark Nichols with another solid run. 22 passes by ODU in the first half. 7 in the second half. They've been able to keep it on the ground, and you talked about that short passing game as we have a banged up Laker, and even though the numbers at the end of the game aren't going to say that it was a great running day by ODU, but they've been effective here in quarter number 4, keeping the ball on the ground.
Yeah, it's the old the quality runs over quantity runs, and they've gotten some big runs when they've needed it. We just saw the one with the sneak on Mark Miller getting that first down.
But, yeah, you know, I say that, They have 205 yards rushing today now. My goodness. Which had, what, 23 at halftime.
Yeah,
that's 180 yards second half on the ground. You'll take that.
We'll take that. But when you look at last year, Shone had 295 and a loss.
Yeah.
So we'll take just over 200 with putting a 50 spot up on the board.
And a reminder, we'll be with you next Saturday evening, I guess. 5:30 Panther Countdown pregame show, 6 o'clock kickoff at Hall of Fame Field at Fawcett Stadium, overlooking the glorious Pro Football Hall of Fame. And the Panthers will be making a return trip there to the good old days of the Mid-State Football Association when they played rivals Malone and Walsh there. And now we'll be there twice this year,
right,
next week. And then the very last game of the season, a nooner against the Pioneers, who were giving Wayne State everything they could handle earlier today. All right, back to action now. Second down and 7, ODU at the Grand Valley 29, 6:27 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Panthers lead by 36. Here comes Casey Williams in motion. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep to the near side. Turns up at the 30, hit down at the 25-yard line. Eric Thompson, their senior defensive back, who has 9 career interceptions, made a very good open field tackle there. And it'll be 3rd and 3 coming up for ODU.
Another important third down coming up here, Todd. Try to get the first down, keep that clock running.
So third down from the 25-yard line, clock winding, play clock at 10. Ronnell Spates is now in the backfield for ODU. And Miller will give to Spates his first carry of the year, and he is going to be just shy of the first down marker, and I would assume, again, the Panthers would go for it here on fourth down. Ronnell Spates, senior running back, last year started the year as the starting running back, sharing time with Mark Nichols. And, boy, after that game by Brandon Schoen, Ronnell Spates relegated to backup duties. He has handled it like a pro. He's out there on special teams. 4th and 1 yard, he's still in there. They give it to him, and he's got the first down as he's to the 21-yard line. Didn't get it by a lot,
no.
But the little guy out of Cleveland will give him a first down. And, boy, you know, a lot of players' partner might have shut it down, said, you know, I'm good.
Yep.
But he has stuck with it. Never know when he's going to be called upon and needed. He played last week, didn't get a carry, but was out there a number of times, was shown not playing virtually most of the second half. And, boy, Ronnell Spates, one of the good guys, continues to stick with this program. And he will give the Panthers a first down, who I believe are going to call a timeout here. And I think Ohio Dominican is going to make some wholesale changes here, partner. They will let the play clock run down. They will call timeout. And I think some of the first unit guys are going to get the rest of the day off is Kevin Hetrick, the backup quarterback out of Houston, Texas, has come over to the coaching staff. And, I'm sure if you'd have told me before the ball game, hey, Todd, last 5 minutes of the game, our second unit's going to be out there, I'll go, didn't go so well for us. This is just...
No, this is for the right reason.
Yes, it is. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. 4:27 to play in the game. Stay with us following the game. Matt will have comments from head coach Bill Connolly. And he was emotional after the Hillsdale win. What's
yeah.
What's it going to be like today?
Man, being down there on the field when he was talking to the team after beating Hillsdale, got a little bit choked up. And I'm sure this one is just as sweet, if not sweeter. Of course, if, you know, we hadn't taken care of business against Hillsdale, this game wouldn't have meant as much. So
T.J. Gillis, Kyle Thirkfeld, Josh Bushby are all out there on the offensive line. Joe Farish is out there. Aaron Stevens, backup tight end. And Kevin Hetrick will give to Ronnell Spates. Big hole. He's to the 10 and down at the 9-yard line. Ronnell Spates, who had a career 662 yards and 7 touchdowns coming in. Going to get some carries here and a chance to get it into the end zone. Clock winds under 4:20 to go in the game. Panthers also have out there Alan Andricks. He will line up out there for the Panthers, a redshirt freshman out of Amanda Clear Creek. Patrick letting the play clock run down. McKnight right, Williams left. And on first down and goal from the 9, it is Spates into the hole and hitting down to, right about the line of scrimmage. Panther defense today coming up with some big takeaways. Special teams setting the tone early with the electrifying punt return by Justin Bell of 91 yards, the first time in school history. We weren't even 5 minutes into the game, and we're setting records. And then Abe Johnson was able to return a kickoff in the first half for a touchdown as well of 93 yards, only the second kick return in school history. And the Panthers were off and running, led this game 33-14 at half, and lead 50-14 now as Spates will sweep left to the 10, to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown for senior Ron L. Spates with 3:03 to play in the game, and that is one happy sideline for Ron L. Spates.
It's so good, Todd. You were just talking about him and sort of his character. He got moved down the depth chart a little bit last year with the surprise of Brandon Schoen, the true freshman last year. And Spates took it like a man and stuck with this team. And it's so great to see him get into the end zone today.
And Justin Boncheck is going to come out and try his first collegiate point after. Mikey Snyder still going to put it down for him. Good snap, the hold, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field with 3:03 to go in the game. It's Ohio Dominican 57, Grand Valley State 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Northwood pulling away from Tiffin. They lead Tiffin 26-9 with 6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. And Wayne State now leads Malone 38-27, 11:55 to go in the fourth quarter in that game. Let's now go back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Well, the Ohio Dominican Panthers leading now 57-14. This is the most points scored against Grand Valley since 1987, when they allowed 67 at Central Florida. Could they have been D2 then? FCS?
I don't know. I was about 6 years old, though.
Kickoff is away. It'll be taken here. And the return out to the 30-yard line is by Kirk Spencer. Scoring drive for the Panthers, 14 plays, 79 yards in 8.5 minutes to make it 57-14. And, Matt, they have shut the Lakers out in this second half.
Yeah, and a lot of high fives and hugs and handshakes and fist bumps along the Panther sidelines. Coach Conley walking around down there acknowledging the crowd just a second ago. He got a big round of applause from the Panthers faithful.
And on first down and 10, the handoff is up the middle, and I think it's Ben Hutchins on the carry as Jeff O'Brien, sophomore quarterback, is out there relieving Isaiah Grime. And that was Ben Hutchins, a junior, on the carry. Clock winding, 2:45 to go in the game. On homecoming day, on just a perfect, picture-perfect day on campus today, it has turned out to be a monumental day in program history. O'Brien will move in under center on first down from the 40. And it's Hutchins again on the carry. Gets by one and racing downfield to the 48-yard line. Panthers with a lot of backup players out there defensively right now. Try and get to as many as possible. Jalen Guevara, DJ Perdue are out there on the off there on the defensive line, as well as Evan Jackson. You got Austin Osborne out there. Brent Allerding. And Colton Skinner out there defensively, trying to get to the secondary after this play. Dwayne Clemens is out there in the secondary on second down and 9 with 1:45 to play in the game. And O'Brien will turn and give. And Hutchins again spins out of 1 to the 45 and runs down to the 35-yard line. Tackle made by Marquise Tyus, who's out there in the secondary for ODU, as well as Savon Fitzgerald. And I'm pretty sure I got everybody. How about Jordan Murph? We'll throw him out there as well on the defensive line. That's your 11 on the field right now for the Panthers. It'll be first down and 10 for Grand Valley State at the Ohio Dominican 35-yard line, 1:15 to play in the game. And O'Brien will give to Hutchins again, sweeping right. And he'll be brought down at the 33-yard line as the tackle is made for the Panthers by Colton Skinner. The Powerade buckets have been gathered by Mark Miller and Mark Nichols. I think Coach Conley knows it's coming. He's just bracing for it, and there it is. That'll be the best, coldest bath he's ever had. And Coach Bill Conley in his coaching days at the Ohio State University has been a part of some big ones. And defensive coordinator Kelly Cummings just got it as the handoff will go to Hutchins and he's to the 25-yard line. Coach Cummings is trying to coach up the defense and trying to keep an intensity level down there, and he just got crushed by that Powerade bath. And Coach Todd Goble says, wait a minute, I think we got more Powerade buckets over there. I got to hide somewhere. 19 seconds to go, and we've got, well, Grand Valley says no mas. That's it. They run their last play, and the Ohio Dominican Panthers have upset and thoroughly demolished. And there's Coach Goble getting the bucket from Abe Johnson and Mark Nichols. They have dispersed today of Grand Valley State University by the final score of 57-14. Stay with us. Panther postgame show coming up. Matt will have head coach Bill Conley. Now we head to the studios and Charlie Danis.
Thank you very much, Todd. Wow. What a game. What a performance by the Panthers of Ohio Dominican University. This is the biggest win during the Division II tenure of this young football team, a team that has only been around for 10 years, and they were able to dispatch one of the powerhouses, the heavyweights, if you will, of Division II football, defeating Grand Valley State today by a final score of 57-14. Coming up on the Panthers postgame show, we'll recap today's huge win over the Lakers of Grand Valley State. We'll also talk with Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Conley and update you on scores across the GLIAC and beyond. You're listening to Ohio Dominican football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University graduate Ronald Todd talks about his first college experience.
In 1985, I was on a full scholarship. I was the typical kid that played football, and that's all I thought about. And I flunked out of school in 1988, and I was missing something. There's a thing called style versus substance. I wanted substance.
For Ronald, substance meant earning his degree.
I would hear people talk about going back to school. Even I was saying you should finish school, and I felt like something was missing. I didn't want anybody to look at my resume. I got tired of saying I attended. I wanted to graduate from a college. ODU gave me opportunity to go back to school to graduate.
However, returning to school meant finding a degree program designed for working adults. The answer? ODU's LEAD program.
The program fit me. The atmosphere is cultivated for learning. It's cultivating to make you a better person. And that's why I chose the LEAD program, ODU.
Ronald achieved his success. Now it's your turn. Find out how at odudegrees.com.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house. And we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
Welcome back to the Panthers post-game show. I'm your host, Charlie Danis. What a day to be a Panther, Ohio Dominican, with a huge win today over the Division II powerhouse Grand Valley State Lakers. And you know what? This game wasn't even close from the very beginning. The Panthers playing with great passion today as they easily conquer the Goliath Grand Valley by a final score of 57-14. We're now heading back out to Panther Field, rejoining Todd Bell and Matt Natale. And Todd, you have been with the Panthers for quite some time. This is easily one of the biggest, if not the biggest, victories in program history.
Again, as Charlie, thank you. As we talked a little bit about there, as that fourth quarter was unfolding, I think this one, along with the win against St. Francis, who had won 54 consecutive games, was the number one ranked team in the country, coming off a national championship for two, St. Francis out of Indiana. That was a game that propelled Ohio Dominican when they were NAIA to prominence, an undefeated season, a record-breaking season, and led them to an undefeated year that finished with them winning a playoff game and then losing in the second round. Now, today, you're at a different level. You're at Division II. You've knocked off the creme de la creme of the conference in Grand Valley State, as they were ranked number 9 in the country. Yeah, they're not coming off a national championship. They don't have a long win streak going, but this is a team that you have to knock off if you want to get to the top of the conference. And not only did they win today, but they did it in convincing fashion, did it every way possible. They had a safety. They had a punt return for a touchdown, a kick return for a touchdown, two interceptions, a fumble recovery on a kickoff. And offensively today, for the most part, especially in the first half, virtually flawless today in the way that they executed the offense, passing in the first half, running attack in the second half. And I think what's the biggest thing is the fact that the defense gets a shutout in the second half after it was 33-14 at the break, and they shut them out in the second half and win today by the final of 57-17. Somewhere in the melee of people down there, Matt Natale is going to be grabbing head coach Bill Connolly here momentarily, and we'll get his comment on today's victory. I think Matt has corralled him, and let's go down to the happy head coach and Bill Connolly.
What can you say about this win? This is monumental program history. 10 years in, you're just a few years in. This has got to be so sweet for you.
I don't think I've ever seen a football team play as hard as what they played today. For four quarters, our guys laid it on the field. And to beat a great football team by that score tells you kind of where we're at and where we're headed. And, you know, hopefully we can take the same attitude every week. We have a chance of having a good season.
It seems like you guys got better as the game went on. We had some special teams plays, some defense. The number 9 team in the country, you shut them out in the second half.
Absolutely. They did. We got stronger as we went on. You know, we always talk about kind of that vampire attitude. You feel blood, you like it, and you stay after, and our guys did exactly that. So proud of them.
Well, we had Hillsdale a couple weeks ago, and I know that was really sweet for you, and then this game wouldn't have been as sweet if it wasn't for that Hillsdale win. Talk about what you see going forward now.
Well, you know, we got to take one at a time. I mean, we're going to enjoy this for about a day. It's on to Walsh and everybody else. We got a lot of football yet to play.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. As the team today gets the win by the score of 57-14. Let's give you some of the highlighted numbers. Remember, Charlie Danis will be standing by at the studios to give you some scores and wrap things up today. 73 plays for Ohio Dominican, 470 yards. On the ground, Panthers 43 rushes for 234 yards. Brandon Schoen over 100 for the eighth time. 18 carries, 115 yards. And Mark Nichols today, 17 carries, 65 yards. Ronnell Spates, 5 carries, 25 yards, and a touchdown. Mark Nichols also had a touchdown. Mark Miller passing, 23 of 29. Two interceptions, 236 yards, and three touchdowns. Abe Johnson, 7 catches for 60 yards. Casey Williams, 6 for 75. Des Stewart, 5 for 76. Ronald McLeod, 3 for 14. For Grand Valley today, 58 plays, just 324 yards of total offense. Their running attack today, 32 rushes for 141 yards. Kirk Spencer, their leader, with 9 carries for 50. Isaiah Grimes through the air today, 14 of 26 with 2 interceptions, 183 yards and a touchdown. Jamie Potts had 5 catches, 80 yards and a score to lead the way. Time of possession, 32-37 ODU, 27-23 for Grand Valley. How about the Panthers hold them to 2 of 10 on third down conversions today, while the Panthers were 6 of 14 on third down, 2 of 2 on fourth down, but the Panthers 5 out of 6 in the red zone, 1 out of 3 for Grand Valley today in the red zone. And Matt, when you look at the final statistics in this one, they are a little bit mind-numbing as the way that this thing ended up and the way that it ended up being dominated by the Panthers, both on the scoreboard and statistically. And again, special teams, let me see if I get it, 250 yards of special teams today on returns for Ohio Dominican.
Yeah, Todd, I know. We talked about it during the game. I mean, in games like these, you just got to find different ways to win. And, you know, we saw some really good play on defense. We had those two big special teams plays with the punt return and kick return. And, you know, that first punt return for the touchdown by Justin Bell, I think that really set the tone for the day. And, you know, 4 quarters later, we're down here on the field. The scoreboard reads 57-14, and the team is going to capture this one for history. They all just took their picture in front of the scoreboard.
Any other things you can relay down there that you saw when the team was celebrating, or the talk from Coach Conley?
Coach Conley was basically just addressing the team and saying that they beat one of the best D2 teams in America and called our team the best D2 team in America today. And, you know, this one's really special for him and really special for the program.
All right, Matt, great job today. We'll be together next week at Walsh. All right, Ohio Dominican victorious today by the final score of 57-14. Stay with us. Charlie Danis is back at the studios of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. He'll have all the scores from around the conference and the country today as we wrap things up. Again, the final score today, Ohio Dominican 57, Grand Valley State 14, for Matt Natale. This is Todd Bell saying so long from the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther.